in Vancouver is LNG clean? Liquefied fracked gas, is that really the way forward? A discussion with Unistoten Hereditary Spokesperson Frida Hewson, Mark Lee, Senior Economist from the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, and Elise Caron-Baudouin, Health Researcher at the University of Montreal. It's a good time to learn about what's happening with LNG. This is happening at Hive, 210-128 West Hastings Street in Vancouver, tonight at 6:30. In Victoria this weekend, the Good Food Summit, sharing good food stories. This is hosted by the Capital Regional Food and Agriculture Initiative's Roundtable. It's an annual event emphasizing cross-sector collaboration, networking, skill building, and highlighting the good food work happening in the Capital Region. At the University of Victoria, tickets $15 to $20 this weekend, Friday and Saturday. The Salish Sea versus the NEB, the National Energy Board, Day of Action in Vancouver. No Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion. Intersection rally at the NEB Vancouver office at 800 Burrard at Robson Street at 3:30 on Friday. Second event is a community discussion, how to expose and oppose the NEB review and stop the TMX pipeline expansion, 6 o'clock at the Vancouver Public Library at Central Branch at 350 West Georgia at Hamilton on Friday. There is a guest speaker who is does research on the long-term effects of human activities on climate. So in Vancouver at the 800 Burrard Street is the intersection rally, and then the Vancouver Public Library discussion, 6 o'clock on Friday. In Vancouver, also on the weekend, Vancouver's annual Revolution Banquet, joining the Communist Party of Canada and the Young Communist League to celebrate the 101st anniversary of the Russian Revolution. Roger Annis is a speaker, anti-war activist, and founder of the New Cold War, talking about the struggle against fascism and in Ukraine and Canada, and having a look at the history of this revolution. So $20, unemployed or students $12, nobody will be turned away for lack of funds. At the Russian Hall, Saturday, 5:30 till 11. All right, and then in Victoria, on Saturday, transportation in the Capital Region with Adam Olson, who's a Green Party MLA. We need a long-term transportation strategy in Victoria and region. This is a chance to communicate about transportation, and if you can't make it to the meeting, send Adam an email, adam.olson.mla@ledge.bc.ca. Tell people what you think about what kind of future we could look at for transportation issues, rail, BC Transit, light rail, that sort of thing. So if you want to go to the event, it's Saturday from 11 till 1 at Adam Olson's office at 2506 Beacon Avenue in Sydney. The future of cooperative housing, a town hall meeting in Victoria. What role can the cooperative housing model play in the expansion of non-market housing in Victoria and the Capital Region? Wednesday, 7 till 8:30 at City Hall. And then finally, Chris, on Thursday next, the lecture series Empathy as Terrorism will commence at 2 o'clock with Taylor Zavitz. Taylor will be offering a discussion of government and industry efforts to target and stifle animal rights activism in Canada. She'll present on her PhD research focusing on exposing and analyzing bogus criminal charges filed against animal advocates, the failure to prosecute illegal conduct by animal use industries, lawsuits by animal use industries designed to repress free speech, and state surveillance and terrorist labeling of peaceful activists. Till 2:50 at the Fraser Building on Thursday, November 29th, room 209. It's free and everybody's welcome. Thanks so much, Chris. That's all I got for this week.